Thanks for tuning in to this week's Community Spotlight segment. This week, I'm interviewing Diana Booth from CASA of the Coastal Bend. Well, I'm here with Diana Booth from CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, not a problem. I know we've had you here before, and I know our listeners have kind of learned more about CASA, but just for some of the ones that maybe haven't learned about CASA, can you explain what that is?
Sure. Well, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and we are a volunteer-based organization. Our volunteers are that extra set of eyes and ears that a judge needs for kids that are in foster care. So our volunteers work with kids that have been removed from home because of abuse and neglect. We all know that the system, it just doesn't work for kids in foster care. And sometimes kids can linger forever in foster care, not having a real home, a forever Christmas. And that's just not a place for children to be or for teenagers to be. And when I talk about kids in foster care, it's kids that CPS actually went to their home, you know, knocked on the door, started an investigation, and they found that there was abuse and neglect severe enough to remove the kids. Those are the kids that our volunteers work with, and they advocate for those kids, look out for their best interest, make sure that they don't get overlooked. Everybody's so busy shuffling paperwork, and our volunteers take a real genuine interest in the kids themselves. Mm-hmm. And if that means that they need to work with mom and dad to try and get them back to mom and dad, making sure it's safe and that mom and dad have abandoned old habits or, you know, have started either taking parenting classes or substance abuse courses, whatever the case may have been, then perhaps, you know, our volunteers would, you know, advocate for those kids to go back. But if they can't go back, then the next alternative is placement with relatives or fictive kin or adoption if necessary.
Oh, wow. So ultimately, though, do you try to make it a priority to get them back with their parents first, if that's possible?
Yes.
Not all the time it is not possible,
no,
obviously.
No, all the time it's not possible. And I think it's, you know, family is really important. You know, these children have been removed from everything and anything that they know. A lot of the times, about 90% of the times when our volunteers begin speaking to the children and visiting the children, the first thing that comes out of the children's mouth is, I want to go back home to mom and dad. Are you the one that's going to be able to take me home to mom and dad? And it's hard. It's heartbreaking because, you know, sometimes there's a lot of planning that needs to be done on behalf of the parents and on behalf of the system. And that's just not set up to look out for the best interest of the kids. And our volunteers make sure that they keep that connectivity with the family, with the siblings. If there was, you know, 5-6 siblings and they're all placed in different, you know, foster homes.
That's so sad.
That happens so often. And then, you know, they're just bonded with each other, and now all of a sudden they're ripped apart. And so volunteers visit with the kids and make sure that the siblings see each other, or that, you know, maybe parents are going to visitation with the kids, and if it's supervised, the volunteer goes and watches what's going on, to report all of that back to the judge, and in hopes that parents learn new behaviors and that the kids are able to go back home. So, yeah, it is important that we try that to begin with. Of course, if it can't be done safe and if the parents can't be protective, then that's definitely something we won't do.
Oh, wow. So for a CASA volunteer, not only, you know, do they build relationships with these kids, but so they're the ones that kind of represent them to the judge?
Yes, exactly. They actually, they have for a CASA to be a individual to become a volunteer, they have to go through some training with us and do some court observation. You know, all the normal stuff, fill out an application, go through an interview process. But our training is about 24 hours long. in classroom. And so we train the volunteers so that they can write a court report so that they can go before the judge and advocate on behalf of these kids. But we don't just train them and leave them out there. They actually get assigned a supervisor that goes with them to court and helps them to write this court report. And it's a very short court report. The judge already has enough paperwork, you know, binders and binders of paperwork, yeah, that CPS does, because like I mentioned, a lot of it is shuffling paperwork. And our volunteers do about a 2-page or 3-page court report. And the judge has requested that we print it in a like a seafoam green color so that he can pick it out right away from all of the paperwork that CPS has given him and that, mm-hmm, attorneys have given him. And immediately he looks at that document if there's a CASA on the case, and he'll look through the recommendation and he'll ask everyone, CPS and the attorneys, what are you recommending? And then he gets to CASA, the volunteer, and he'll say, well, what are you recommending? And because the CASA has spent so much time with the families and with the child, they know the family and the children better than anyone in the courtroom. And Judge Timothy McCoy can, you know, will say that about the volunteers when he comes into the training to talk to the volunteers. Mm-hmm. He knows that our volunteers are very well informed on their case. And that's only because CPS caseworkers have about 50 cases. So can you imagine, multiply that by how many children, 3-4 per case. And our volunteers, we give them one case. So, I mean, they focus on those children and, mm-hmm, really.
So your recommendations are usually pretty solid.
Very solid, yes. Yeah. And
so
many
that makes
times,
the process a lot smoother for
a
the
lot
kids
smoother
too.
For the judge.
And the judge, yeah.
Yeah, the judge will actually feel so much better when there's a CASA on the case. But, you know, we obviously don't have enough CASAs to go around.
Okay, so yeah, I see that you brought some statistics to show me.
I sure did. The counties that we serve at CASA of the Coastal Bend are Aransas, Nueces, and San Patricio. In Aransas alone, we had 148 confirmed victims of abuse and neglect. In Nueces, we had 1,316.
Wow.
San Patricio, 296. So that's a total of our three counties, 1,760 kids that were confirmed victims of abuse and neglect. Now, not all the kids get removed, because some parents step up to the plate and they'll say, you know, we're willing to do what it takes. We want to get on a family plan. And CPS gives them that opportunity. And they'll say, we want to work at keeping our kids safe. So not all of those children enter foster care. But out of the 1,760 kids, 945 are in the system. So that means that those kids, when CPS went in there and said, you know, there's abuse going on, severe abuse, you need to step up, you need to protect your kids, let's work as a family, let's put you on a family plan, get your relatives, get neighbors, whoever it is that can help, and let's figure out a plan. Those parents selected not to be protective. That means they selected to choose either the spouse that was abusing the kids, the stepdad, the stepmom, or they didn't believe that it was happening, even though there's proof, and it's, you know, proof without a doubt that there is abuse. Some parents just choose not to protect their kids, and that's very sad. And those are the kids that enter the foster care system. So kids in custody right now in our three counties is 945 children. I mean, the community needs to step up and do something. And one great thing that they can do is contact us about becoming a CASA volunteer. We only serve about half of those children. So we need enough volunteers for about 400 more children.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So how many volunteers would you say that is?
I'd say that's maybe about 150 volunteers. We have a training every other month. And so people that are interested, I invite them to come and visit with us at the office. They can just call our number, 884-2272. And, of course, I'll repeat that number a few more times. or they can visit our website, casaofthecoastalbend.com, and get information on becoming a volunteer. There does not need to be any social work background, you know, attorney, none of that. They don't need to have any of that type of experience. They just need to have a caring heart and, of course, be able to step up and monitor a case and keep up with all of the minimum expectations that we have. And people often wonder, well, how much of my time is it going to require? And it's probably anywhere between 10, 12, 15 hours a month. And a lot of that is going to be just looking at the case, looking at the family history, what has happened, what was the abuse, why were the kids removed, who are the parents, who are all the relatives involved, studying the case, and then, of course, visiting with the children. The minimum is once a month, but some volunteers, of course, choose to visit the kids a lot more than that. And then,
It's very doable.
Very doable. Mm. It definitely is. We have many of our volunteers that work full time. And right now we have maybe about, I'd say, close to 90 volunteers on cases.
Okay. Wow. Do you think it's something that college kids could maybe do too, or no?
Absolutely. Yeah? The age requirement is, 21 and over. So, okay. You know, yeah.
Seniors
so,
in college.
Yeah. A couple of years in college. And, But it's a great experience. I really think of it as a career for individuals, and not because it's so time consuming, but because it builds individuals up, because they have to speak to attorneys. They gotta be able to speak to families. It's almost kind of like social work or investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a really awesome opportunity. It's a great volunteer role because you really get to make a difference in families' lives, in kids' lives, and they're kids that are, it's here in our community. So a lot of people talk about keeping everything local. We got to protect our kids,
and they're the future.
They're the future, yeah. And they work with our kids. They go to school with our kids, and so we've gotta do something. And we have a plea right now out to the community to get interested in CASA, learn about CASA, seek out who we are. Again, you know, call 884-2272 and find out how you can help and how you can become a CASA volunteer.
Okay. And I know one way that our listeners can help is to sign up for your upcoming event. Can you tell them more about that?
Yes, we are excited. our title sponsor is Edwards Law Firm. So we're so excited to have them on board this year as our title sponsor. And it's our 11th annual Superhero 5K Run and Walk. People don't have to run. They don't have to walk. If they register, then that's awesome, because that funding goes directly towards CASA, the Coastal Bend, and that's how we raise our money. We have this annual event every year, and like I mentioned, it's our 11th event. Last year, we had more than 600 superheroes that actually registered for the event, and this year, we're hoping for 1,000, so we hope everyone can join us. It's, again, on April the 30th. And they can go to casaofthecoastalbend.com to look up information on sponsoring and registering for the event.
Okay. Can they register at the office too? Or
yes, they can register.
And you're just
at the
right
office.
Off Crosstown. Right
off of Crosstown, 2602 Prescott. They can register at the office, and it actually saves them a little bit of money because there's no processing fee.
Okay.
Versus registering online. And it's $25 right now and $10 for kids. And our t-shirts are going to be amazing. It's going to have like the Batman and the Superman logo with our logo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned it's like a costume type contest.
Yes, it is. A superhero costume contest. And it's so nice to see all these kids dressed up. And an amazing thing about our race is that it's going to be kicked off by Mayor Nelda Martinez and Representative Todd Hunter, who are so supportive of CASA of the Coastal Bend. And we appreciate all the support they give us year after year by supporting CASA and, of course, coming to our event to kick it off.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, again, tell our listeners how they can learn about becoming a volunteer.
They can go to casaofthecoastalbend.com. Or they can call 884-2272, and they can just also drop by the office at 2602 Prescott and visit with myself, Diana, with Samantha or with John.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming, Diana.
Okay. Well, thanks for having us. We love coming here.